I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 330 Podcast. It's your boy, your host, Ethan LaBounty. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope you're having a great Monday, a great start to your week. This is past me giving future you a fist bump for tuning in today. I'm actually recording this on Sunday, and you're listening to it today on Monday. So thank you so much for being here. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I'm wired. I'm jacked up on cold brew coffee from a local place. Me and my girlfriend went this morning. I got an iced vanilla latte, to be more specific. So I'm going to take that cold brew coffee energy and I'm going to throw it into this episode because I got a ton to talk about. First off, thank you guys so much for all the love and support you've been showing me on all social media. I've been keeping up with all the likes, the shares, and the comments, especially from my mom. She's been commenting the most. Mom, I'm going to get a prize to you. Just hold on. She's my number one fan. Mom, if you're listening, I love you so very much. Thank you for listening to your son ramble for probably almost 40 minutes today. Some of it will be, useful, but most of it, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, yeah, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Just hang in there with me. I plan on making a lot more of these. You guys have inspired me and are just giving me that drive to keep doing what I'm doing. These cats are running around and they need to stop. You guys can't hear them. If you don't know, we have three animals, me and my girlfriend. We have two cats. One cat's name is Leo. He's a ragdoll cat. He's white with a little orange tinge. He's very cute. He reminds me of Snowball from Stuart Little, if you know what I'm talking about. Second cat, his name is Dave, but David when he's in trouble. He's an American short hair, tuxedo cat, and he's a little devil. He can be. And then we have a 5-month-old puppy, the newest addition to our family. Her name's Lily. She's a border beagle, super cute, but also an absolute terror. Let's just talk. I'm going to vent real quick. Let's talk about, pet frustrations because, the past few days, that's what I've been having with these animals. So let's start with the cats. I want to set Leo aside for a minute because he's an absolute angel. He's got one thing that he does, but it's very minor. Dave, anyway, however, he's been doing this forever, ever since he was little when I got him. He will go up to his water dish and he will just start scooping out water. He'll just start scooping out water out of the dish. And if he's not doing that, he's going under the dish because this is like an elevated food and water bowl. He will go under it and he'll just knock the bowl out. He'll start splashing water and I'm like, oh my God. Cause the dish is in the spare bedroom, right? And the spare bedroom where I'm recording right now is carpeted. So, I like to wear, obviously, I mean, some people like to be barefoot. I like to wear socks around the house sometimes cause my girlfriend keeps it a cool 62 degrees year round. So, you know, you walk into the spare bedroom and you step in a wet spot on the carpet and for any of you that have ever experienced wet socks, it's probably the worst feeling that I've ever felt in my entire life. It's the most uncomfortable thing ever. I don't think I've been in a worse situation than stepping into some type of wet spot stain with socks on. So if you probably know what that feels like, and it's not very fun. But that's from Dave. That's from David. He likes to splash water and just leave a mess everywhere. He does it. It doesn't matter where you put the dish. He'll just splash water. He'll scoop it out. He wants to make sure he's getting the right amount of water for the day. He wants to get his 8 ounces in. And he's not trying to go overboard with it, so he takes some out. He's watching his figure. And then we'll talk about Leo. Excuse me. So Leo, he doesn't really do anything. He's pure white, which makes him an absolute angel. It really fits him. But the only thing that he does, if you bring anything like crinkly sounding, you know, have you ever, Got up late night for a snack, and you know, you're like, man, I really want some, you know, sour cream and onion Lay's. And you open up the bag and you start reaching in, and you're trying to be quiet because you probably have other people living with you, and you just have that bag of chips sound, and it's that was a terrible impression of a bag of chips, but that's the type of stuff Leo likes to chew on. He likes to chew on very crinkly plastic stuff. I'm watching the cats fight through the door right now. Dave's punching Leo through the crevice, and Leo's hitting his paw, but he can't catch it. This is very entertaining. Anyways, yeah, Leo really likes that crinkly paper sound. So whatever he can find, it doesn't matter if it's a grocery sack, if it's most recently a sack of potatoes he kept chewing on the counter. Tags, just anything. He likes crinkly stuff. So that's Leo's, like, that's his thing. So Leo is probably the best out of all three of these animals. So let's get on to Lily, because she's the one that has frustrated me the most, at least as of recent. She's given me puppy frustration. And I have to step back sometimes and remind myself, she's just a baby. She's a five-month-old baby. She doesn't know what she's doing. She has a lot of problems with excited peeing and submissive peeing. So that's fun. It's not really something that we can work on either. It's just something she's going to have to grow out of. At least that's what we're told. So, my girlfriend left for work the other day, and there's a baby gate in the hallway, right, separating the bedroom from the living room. And usually in the mornings, we leave Lily out there so she can have a little bit of freedom, you know, just chill until I wake up, because I work second shift, so I wake up kind of late. But it's probably like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, you know, I feel bad for leaving Lily out there for a while. So I'm going to go get her, bring her in, you know, she can come snuggle. You know, we can have a nice morning snuggle with my dog. So I open the baby gate for her to come in. You know, I plop down on the bed. She jumps on the bed. You know, she's walking up to me, and I think she totally forgot, because it had been quiet for a couple hours after my girlfriend left. I think Lily probably totally forgot that anybody was even in the house, that anybody was even at home. I think she thought I was gone as well. So I think she was so excited that it just made her pee when she got on the bed. I just watched Dave body slam Leo into a cabinet. These cats, dude, I swear. You guys pick the best time to do this stuff when I'm recording. I wish I could just show you right now. They're crazy. Anyway, yeah, Lily started peeing on the bed, and I had, you know, obviously I picked her up, put her in her kennel. I had to throw the fitted sheet in the wash. Yeah, just all that good stuff of owning a puppy. It's great. They're a lot of work. This happened in the same day as well with Lily. I had a lot of laundry to fold, so I'm doing that. And she comes up and, you know, she gives me the puppy dog eyes. I'm like, oh, and, you know, I start petting her and loving on her. And then I move her out of the way just out of curiosity. Well, two of the shirts that she was hovering over, two of my t-shirts, of course, were covered in pee. So, yeah, I was furious, to say the least, but, it's something we're working on. So those are my pet frustrations. I don't know if anybody else has those. But I've had my fair share over the past few days. But I love my dog. I love Lily. She's the best decision we've ever made. She's a little cuddle bug, and that's what I love most about her. But I just want this puppy phase to be over. I just want her to be over a year old. I don't want this cuteness to stop, but I want the wet bed and pee-smelling clothes to stop. So that's something we're trying to work on. Really, when I say work on, just wait out. But you know what I mean. But yeah, those are just a few very minor frustrations I've had with my fur kids this past week. But I love them all very much. The next thing I'm about to talk about, I guess I shouldn't say talk, more so rant, because the first rant just wasn't enough for me today. This frustrates me just about 100 times more than a puppy peeing on the floor. It's crucial to not go about your day-to-day basis with one of these, and God forbid, it's crucial to not start something with one of these, and that's a negative mindset. And this applies to the podcast theme, because whatever you're starting, whatever journey you're on, it doesn't matter if you're losing weight, It doesn't matter if you're trying to better yourself as a person, your mental health, your health overall, your fitness. I don't care what it is. If you're starting it with a negative mindset, you are going to fail. You are going to flop. And I just want you to know that. And the reason I bring up negative mindsets, the reason I'm ranting about this in the first place, is because this past week, I have had a few run-ins with negative mindsets, and I just want to let you know, because you know who you are, you're so draining. You're so negative. Your negativity drains the life out of me, and you're a vibe killer. I'm just going to be very honest with you. And you know who you are. And it doesn't matter who I'm speaking to. You know who you are. You got friends. You got that one family member. You got that one coworker that just runs around acting like a glass half empty. Really just an empty glass type of person. Stop running around and acting like that. Stop shifting blame on anyone and anything around you for why you're so unhappy. Take a step back, start to analyze why you're so upset and negative, and maybe try to switch that, flip the script, and try to act with a positive mindset. So I'm going to hit you with a quote right here because I feel like this is very fitting, and maybe you can learn from this. Maybe you can take this and you can run with it and maybe try to change your temper a little bit with people. It says, "Dwelling on negative thoughts is like fertilizing weeds." And that quote is by Norman Vincent Peale. Norman Vincent Peale is absolutely correct, because dwelling on negative thoughts is like fertilizing weeds. You're helping the negativity grow by putting all your energy into it. Your sunlight is your negative energy. That's what you're doing. You're feeding in to the fertilization with negative thoughts. You're growing this negativity, and it's just, it's so, I know I keep saying it, but it's just so draining, and it's so upsetting to see. And, you know, people, negative people just get so butthurt when people around them start treating them as such. They start treating them as a negative person. You get so butthurt, and you're so oblivious to the fact that you're so negative that you just can't figure it out. But I'm telling you, take a step back and look at yourself. Really sit and think about why you're so unhappy or why you're acting so negative and out of bad temperament. Just take it easy, okay? Thank you. Okay, rant over. That's all I wanted to say. But really, negative thoughts, negativity, nothing slows progress more than negativity. Nothing slows progress more than your negative thoughts. Just think about that for a little bit. I'll let you simmer. Okay, rant over. Thank you for listening to that. I really needed to get that off my chest because it has been on my mind all frickin' week. Okay, let's get into episode one of the 330 podcast. It's titled Getting Started. Why is it titled Getting Started? Because we're going to talk about how you can lose weight. We're going to talk about how you can start your weight loss journey today. And I'm not trying to sell you anything. You can start your weight loss journey today with a small fee of $19.99 for this fat-burning product. No, I'm not. No, we're not doing that. We're going to talk about how you can lose weight naturally, healthily. We're going to get into it and deep dive on caloric deficits, how to find yours. We're going to talk about how to track those calories. And we're going to talk about pacing yourself if you're starting to exercise for the first time or if you're getting back into it, whether you're going to a gym or not. So let's talk about it. So the first question I'm going to ask you, and I want you to think about it, why do you want to lose weight? What are your reasons for wanting to lose weight? Because I knew my reasons when I was starting out. I hated the way that I looked. I hated the way that I fit and looked in my clothes. I hated feeling so sluggish all the time because I wasn't filling my body with the right nutrients and the right foods. I wasn't moving around. I wasn't doing anything that was good for me. So why do you want to lose weight? What are your reasons? Is it because you have a history of heart disease in your family? Do you have high blood pressure? You know, are there medical reasons, family history, stuff like that? Or do you just want to feel better than what you felt like for a long time? So those all right there are really good reasons for wanting to lose weight in general. And here's another thing. What better time is there than right now to start? What are you waiting on? What excuses are you making every day that are disallowing you from bettering yourself as a person and bettering your health? Because I know when I was trying to lose weight, which was a roller coaster, up and down, on and off, I would try to lose weight all the time. And because it wasn't working within a week to 2 week span, I would give up immediately because I thought, I just can't lose weight. It's impossible for me. I'm going to be fat forever until the day I die, maybe even the day I die prematurely, which nobody wants. I don't want that. I want to be around for a long time, you know? And I'm sure whoever you are, you probably want to be around for a long time too. So guess what? When you start this, when you start your weight loss journey, you're going to have to realize you're going to have to get up every single day and show up for yourself. You're going to have to wake up every day and choose to commit to this, because there is no more starting and stopping for you anymore. There's only moving forward now. So when are you going to start? When are you going to stop waking up every day and doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing? When are you going to stop waking up and starting the day out making excuses for why you can't go to the gym, why you can't eat this instead of that? And when are you going to start doing the opposite? When are you going to start doing things that are good for you? I personally believe in everybody's life, at one point or another, you are going to have a wake-up call. And what I mean by that is you're so overweight, you're going to have that oh shit moment that's going to make you want to change your ways. And maybe not, but this right here, this is your wake up call. I'm telling you to get up and start working. I'm telling you to get active, start eating things that are right for you, and start doing everything that's good for you. Stop putting it off. Because my wake up call, my oh shit moment, was when I went to the doctor and my blood pressure reading was 172 over 90. If it was any higher, maybe it could have been stroke level. It could have been heart attack level. You never know. So you have to implement changes to your lifestyle to fix that. You know, it could be little things that give you your wake-up call, whether it ranges from something like being out of breath, just bending over to tie your shoes, to, oh my God, I'm waking up out of breath because I probably have sleep apnea. And if you are overweight sitting here right now, you can't even tell me, you can't even look me in the face and tell me that you have never had an issue with your weight. You can't tell me that you've never had anxiety about how big you are and what other people think when you walk into the room. You can't tell me that you've never had appearance issues when you look in the mirror trying on your clothes. You cannot tell me you're afraid to eat in front of people and you become a closet eater. You cannot tell me those things. You can't tell me that you don't think about those things, or they have never crossed your mind, because they have mine. And whoever you are, wherever you are listening right now, don't ever think that I am trying to belittle you in this podcast, because I am not. What I'm doing right now is giving you the inspiration, the drive to start doing what you need to do. You need to get up and you need to start acting now, because you have people that love you, and I know that there's people that you love, and if you want to be around for them, and I know that they want you around, you need to act. You need to stop making excuses for yourself, and you need to take the steps necessary to change your life for the better. And I hope you still remember what I said from my intro episode. You did not gain all of that weight overnight, so you are not going to lose all of that weight overnight. There's a reason why it's called a weight loss journey and not a weight loss week, because you're going to be on this journey for a while. There is a destination, but you're going to have to commit fully to get there. There is no workaround. There is no corner cutting. You're going to have to work for it. Work hard for it. So again, I ask, what better time is there to start than right now? And if you're saying Monday to yourself in your head right now, I swear to God, I really hope that this is convincing you enough to get up and start working. If I could go back in time and give myself a link to this podcast, or at least this pep talk, I would have started losing weight a lot sooner. I can assure you of that. So there you go. There's a little daily dose of inspiration and motivation. If you haven't gotten up already, I would like you to today, and just get committed, because there is no time like right now to get started. Okay, let's get into the bread and butter of what we're talking about today. We're not going to eat the bread and butter, but we're sure going to talk about it. Okay? Weight loss. So, you may see on social media a lot of influencers that talk about health and fitness, or you may see some ads or commercials about, you know, supplements or fat burners or, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you don't need. Don't buy into that crap because they do not work, and you do not need those to lose weight. What you need to do to lose weight is create a caloric deficit for yourself. Okay, what is a calorie? A calorie is a unit of energy. You consume those units of energy every day through what you eat and what you sometimes drink, right? So, you need calories to just function like a normal human being to do various, you know, activities throughout the day that you normally do. So, by creating a caloric deficit for yourself, the normal amount of calories that you eat every day, you are going to take away from. You're going to take away a portion of those calories, and you're going to eat a new portion of calories that is lower than what you were originally eating, if that makes sense. So, every day, for example, if you were eating 2,500 calories every day, 2,500 calories, and you wanted to create a deficit for yourself, the recommendation is to subtract 500 from the normal caloric intake you would normally consume. So if you're eating 2,500 calories a day, well, if you take away 500, now you're eating 2,000 a day, right? So you're creating a deficit for yourself because you're eating less calories than what you normally eat on a regular basis. So if you want to figure out what your caloric deficit is, then we need to talk about TDEE, or total daily energy expenditure. So total daily energy expenditure, what that is the amount of energy that you're using every day and the amount of maintenance calories that you need to maintain your weight. Now, if you're not trying to maintain your weight and you're trying to lose weight, then this is what we need to do. So if you have your phone, if you're listening to me on your phone, because I bet you are, unless you're in the car, don't do this in the car. I want you to take your phone, open up your browser, and I want you to go to your search bar, and I want you to type in TDEEcalculator.net, right? TDEEcalculator.net. So once you hit enter and it takes you to this website, it's going to say TDEE calculator up at the top left, and it's going to say learn how many calories you burn every day. Okay, and down below, where it says Imperial on that little tab, you're going to start filling out your stats, your info. So I'll fill it out with you, okay? My gender is male. Age is 21. Weight, I am 263. Height is 5'9". And my activity level through the week, I exercise 6 days a week, so heavy exercise. And then you can put in your body fat percentage, but you don't have to. And then you click the blue calculate button. So once you hit the blue calculate button, it's going to bring up your maintenance calories per day that you should be eating to maintain your weight, not lose weight. So my maintenance calories per day is 3,775. That's how many calories I should be eating per day in order to maintain my current weight of 263. But I am not trying to maintain weight. I'm trying to lose weight. So if you get your number, anything under that number is going to be considered a caloric deficit because you're eating under that maintenance number. So I eat 1,500 calories a day, right? That's way off from what this number is giving me. And some people may be like, well, that's a low deficit. You know, you're kind of, it sounds like you're starving. No, I'm not starving myself. I promise. I'm a foodie. So if I wanted to eat, I would definitely eat, but I changed up my nutrition, right? So instead of eating a bunch of simple carbs and sugars, I'm now eating more lean meat, right? Like chicken, fish, beef, and I'm eating complex carbs like sweet potatoes, quinoa, whole grain brown rice, lots of vegetables, stuff like that. So by eating more complex carbs, lean meats, protein, stuff like that, you're going to feel more full for longer. You're going to feel more nourished, more satiated, and the nutrients you're going to get from those foods are going to be a lot better than the nutrients you would get from junk food, right? So another thing you can do and you need to do is implement more water into your day. You need to drink more water, okay? Our bodies are made up of 60% water. It's our body's natural lubrication system. You know, the heart needs to efficiently pump blood to all the other organs in your body, and water is going to help your heart do that. So drink more water. I promise by doing that, you're going to feel a lot better. You'll feel the difference every day when you start drinking, you know, 1 8-ounce glass a day. Then you bump it up to 20 ounces, then 40 ounces. And then you start drinking a bunch of water a day, and you're going to feel great. So just give it a shot. Soda drinkers, sweet tea drinkers, you're going to have a hard time with this, but that doesn't mean you have to give it up right away. Just start adding more water to your daily diet there. Okay, so moving forward, let's talk about calorie counting, calorie tracking. So if you want to, whatever way you prefer, you can use your phone and download an app. I use Lose It, recommended to me by Kyle Stork. Shout out, Kyle. Love you, dude. And then other people use MyFitnessPal. They're pretty much the same app. What you do is you download the app off the App Store, and you can sign up. It's totally free, or you can upgrade if you want to get more features. But if you just use the basic version, it lets you do all the basic stuff, right? So you can add your food. It breaks it up, at least on Lose It, into breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all that stuff. And whatever your deficit is, whatever it's set to in the app, it's going to break up how many calories you should eat for each meal. But you don't have to do that. As long as you're sticking to your deficit every day, that's all that matters. But you can go in and add the food that you eat. It's got a barcode scanner, so if you want to go on the back of whatever you're eating, scan that barcode, more than likely it's going to be registered in the system, and then you're going to be able to save that, and it's going to be tracked for the day, okay? It's also going to show you your macronutrients too if you're interested in that, if you're trying to stick to a certain percentage. I usually do high protein, moderate carb, low fat, but you can do it whatever way you want. If you're a carboholic and you love like Texas Roadhouse rolls like I do, you know, eat high carb, moderate protein, low fat, or whatever you want to do, vice versa. So just figure out what works for you. So honestly, there's not a whole lot I have for calorie counting. It's really just adding numbers all day, right, from whatever you're eating. Just be sure with whatever you're eating, if you're eating more calorie dense stuff, just remember you're going to use your calories up for the day more. So if you get hungry later and you can't eat any more calories, you know, try to fill up with water, try to feel full from water, or if you have to just eat something, start fresh the next day. Every day is a new day. If you overeat one day, it's not going to kill you, okay? It's not going to set you back. The only thing that's going to set you back is if you keep making the same mistakes, if you keep turning something into a habit. That's how you got where you're at in the first place, right? If you keep eating over your deficit, if you keep eating and keep eating, if you do it frequently, that's when it's going to be a problem. That's when you're going to start putting weight back on. So one day of bad eating or one day of overeating, it's not going to be life or death, okay? It's not going to make a huge difference. So that brings me to the next thing, okay? Aside from calorie counting, this is going to be a little different. So take your cheat days, okay? Use your cheat days. Now, if you don't want to, you don't have to, but dude, come on. At least once a month, just indulge yourself. Go to your favorite restaurant, get your favorite food, okay? One day of bad eating is not going to set you back, okay? You're not going to gain 10 pounds in a day, right? Eat what you want for a day. Treat yourself every month. Do not restrict yourself like that. Don't, because you're going to want to eat it, and then you're going to restrict yourself so much to a point where you're just going to binge eat, and you're just going to eat a bunch of stuff, and you're going to feel terrible, right? But if you actually look at it as a reward, as a treat for all your hard work, then that's what it is, okay? You don't have to feel bad for indulging yourself if you know you're rewarding yourself for all the hard work that you've put in. So don't restrict yourself. Take your cheat days, please. But trust me, I am an absolute carboholic. I was just talking earlier about Texas Roadhouse rolls. I absolutely love Texas Roadhouse rolls. I love Texas Roadhouse in general, okay? Every month, once a month, that's where I want to go for my cheat day. Me and my girlfriend will go there, and my meal usually consists of a 16-ounce Fort Worth ribeye, okay? I got a sweet potato on the side without butter and brown sugar, just a plain sweet potato. I'll get a house salad with ranch, you know, with the tomato, egg, croutons, all that stuff, and then I'll eat like 5 or 6 rolls with the cinnamon butter. Dude, it is so good. It is so delicious. Just take your cheat day, okay? That's my point. All right, this ad was sponsored by Texas Roadhouse. Yeehaw. No, it wasn't. But seriously, if I can get a Texas Roadhouse sponsorship, that'd be great. Because if I can get free rolls for life, I'm going to quit this podcast and it's going to become the 530 podcast, because that's the next weight I'm going to be from eating so much Texas Roadhouse. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about exercise. I want to stick with this until the very end, so just bear with me here. So when you're on a caloric deficit, you are going to lose weight regardless of if you're exercising or not, right? Because you have changed your eating habits for the better, okay? You're eating less, which in turn, you're on a deficit. You're going to start losing weight. You're going to drop weight regardless of if you're exercising or not. If you want to exercise, you absolutely can, because it's only going to amplify your weight loss as you go. It's going to help your overall fitness level. You're going to feel so much better. Your mental clarity after a workout is going to be top notch. You're going to feel so good. Working out's a confidence booster too. When you're done, you're going to feel like you're on top of the world. You're going to feel like you just conquered the day and you got it done. At least that's how I feel. I haven't had a workout that I have regretted yet. Okay. Until the day I hurt myself at the gym, I haven't regretted a workout yet. So make sure when you go, if you go to the gym, if you start exercising in general, make sure you pace yourself. You don't have to start out like I did, going 6 days a week. I really wanted it, so that's why I'm still going 6 days a week. That's why I'm pushing myself so hard to get my workouts in, because it is helping me so much going that many days a week. But starting out, just go 3 days a week. Start with 3 days, you know, just kind of see how you feel with 3 days. If 3 days seems like too much, go 2 days. If 2 days seems like too much, go a day. Go 1 day a week. My point is just pace yourself. Don't push yourself too hard in the beginning, because you're going to burn yourself out. You're not going to want to go to the gym if you start out super strong. If you start out by going to the gym every day of the week and going hard every time you're in there, you're going to burn out very quickly. So make sure when you start out in the beginning, everybody will tell you this, just pace yourself. Take your time. Take your time to learn everything in the gym. Unless you're getting back into the gym, just take your time. Ask for help if you need it. People around you. Most people, a lot of people are afraid to go to the gym. And I want to have an episode on this. But a lot of people have gym anxiety. A lot of people have that gym phobia. You know, they don't want to be watched at the gym. They don't want people watching them at the gym because they feel like they're going to get made fun of. At one point in time, that is how I felt about going to the gym. But you know what? Really, when you go to the gym, I'm going to be honest with you, people don't care. Okay? Everybody is doing the same thing in that building. Everybody is getting a workout in. If you think somebody's going to drop their weights and stop their workout in the middle of their set just to point a finger at you and laugh, I'm going to say you're probably wrong. Seriously, if that's what you think is going to happen, it doesn't. Nobody is going to make fun of you. I can't guarantee nobody will make fun of you, but from my experience at the gym, nobody's going to stop what they're doing just to criticize you, critique you. Nobody's going to do that. So please, don't be afraid to ask questions in the gym. Don't be afraid to ask somebody around you, you know, no matter what they look like. It doesn't matter. Don't be afraid to ask. If you need help, if you need a spotter, you need supervision, you're confused on how to use a machine in the gym, just ask somebody around you. Or if you have a gym where there's a front desk, go ask somebody up there. Nobody's going to make fun of you. That's why people are there and everybody is working out. They're all doing the same thing you're doing. They're trying to better themselves and keep themselves in shape. Just remember that. Okay, let's reel it in here with this. So just remember, exercise is not necessary for weight loss, and a gym is not necessary for exercise. So you do not have to exercise to lose weight as long as you are sticking to your caloric deficit and you're controlling your eating habits throughout the week, every single day. You are almost guaranteed to drop that weight. You're guaranteed to lose weight because you are controlling your eating habits and you're taking care of yourself the way you're dieting, okay? As far as exercising goes, the whole world is yours. If you want to work out at home with free weights and resistance bands and P90X, you go ahead and do that. If you want to go outside and you want to pick a park, a trail, a neighborhood to walk, run, jog through, you do that as well. The world is yours. You can exercise wherever you want without ever having to set foot in a gym, let alone pay for one. Now, I myself personally pay for a gym. There's a lot of good deals out there. There's Crunch. I'm not sure what they start at now. I myself go to Planet Fitness. It's $10 a month. It's a good beginner gym, right? It's good for me. Really, the only reason I go to a gym is for the weight training portion. And don't get me wrong, I do my cardio first when I go to the gym just to get it done. But the main reason I go is just for the machines, to be honest. I just like going and doing my strength training there because obviously I don't have the space for machines at home and they're ridiculously expensive. So that's why my option is going to Planet Fitness. It's cheap, it's got the machines I need, and even though the machines there aren't the best, anything is better than nothing, right? So that's the way I look at it. But if you're walking into the gym for the first time or you're coming back, you may feel intimidated, right? You're going to look around, you're going to see a bunch of seemingly intimidating people, and you're going to look at all these machines, and you're just going to be overwhelmed. You're not going to know what to do first. You're not going to know what to jump on. Don't worry. Don't freak out. Let me tell you what you need to do. So here's what I want you to do when you get to the gym. Before you even open the door to enter that gym, I want you to drop all your worry, all your fear, all your anxiety at that door. And then I want you to go inside, okay? Because I don't want you going inside thinking that everybody is going to stop what they're doing just to make fun of you because you're overweight, because you're exercising and you look funny, or you're using a machine wrong. Stop thinking that. Go in there, conquer your workout, and don't care what anybody else thinks while you're doing it. Okay? Most of the time, like I keep saying, I feel like a skipping record at this point. Like I keep saying, nobody is really going to care what you're doing because everybody in the gym is doing their own thing. Everybody's there for the same reason. Okay? Go in there, kill it, have a great workout, and make it great. Also, have a plan when you get in there. It doesn't have to be a full-fledged plan. You don't have to know exactly what you're going to do, but kind of get a general idea of what you want to do before you get in there so you can get straight to it, okay? Do you want to do cardio? You know, do you want to jump on a treadmill, the Stairmaster, the row machine, the elliptical? You know, do you want to start with those? Or do you want to go start with weights? Do you want to go bench? Do you want to squat? Do you want to do your shoulders? Do you want to do a lateral pull? What do you want to do? You know, you can go do warm-ups, you can do squats, you can do planks, you can do jumping jacks, anything that's going to get you moving. Just have a general idea when you go into the gym before you go, okay? And remember, whatever you do, again, just gradually build it up. Gradually build yourself up, start slow, okay? Whether you are on the treadmill, don't go super fast. Put yourself on a small incline. If you can't do an incline, you know, walk a slow speed with no incline. Okay, or do the elliptical on very low intensity and just do that for a little bit and see how you feel. And then just go from there. I was just thinking about this a minute ago. Okay, so for any of you that have ever been to Planet Fitness, you know, when you walk in to the cardio area, they have a ton of TVs over there, right? And all these TVs have they're all playing a different station. They're all got a different channel on. So it's just really funny the type of stuff you see in there because one screen, you got the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case, right? Okay, two screens down, you got South Park playing, all right? Go all the way down left, you got Thousand Pound Sisters, all right? To the right of that, you got Vampire Diaries. It's just so funny to me, the type of stuff that they're playing in Planet Fitness. It's hilarious, and it's entertaining, but I guess that's why it's there, to distract you from all the intense working out you're doing. So I guess it works, because it works for me. And not to mention, every time I go in there now, every time there's an episode of Friends playing. It never used to be like that. I never used to see Friends playing in there, but now I see a new episode of Friends on every single time I go in there. But no audio, just with subtitles, so it's not as good. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's call it an episode, shall we? So thank you to anyone who stuck around for the entire 40-minute duration of this podcast. Thank you for listening to my vents and my rants. I covered everything today, from losing weight to submissive puppy peeing to Texas Roadhouse rolls with cinnamon butter and a potential sponsorship from them. So thank you for sticking around and listening to those gems. All right, guys. So as always, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at 330 Podcast. Make sure you look out on YouTube. I upload the video podcasts on there as well as they come out. So look out. You can also listen to me on Spotify, YouTube, and now Apple Podcasts. Also, I have in my Instagram and my Facebook bio a link to my link tree. What a link tree is, it is a single link with all my platform links combined into one link. So if you click that link, I'm saying links a lot, link and logs. If you click it, it's going to open up my link tree, and you got access to all those platforms. Also, I added a donate button. It's hooked up to my Venmo, so if you'd like to make a donation, you can. I'm just trying to save up for a new camera so I can actually start doing the video side of these podcasts. So feel free to donate if you like. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you very much, and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace out.